Welcome to an audio tutorial on the CC Pocket Radio. FM, AM, NOAA Weather Radio, including Weather Alert, Clock and Alarm. This is Tim Hendel speaking for the Sea Crane Company of Fortuna, California. This tutorial is intended mainly for blind people or anyone else who wishes to use the radio without reference to the display. If there's any disagreement between this tape and the printed manual, the manual should be considered to be correct. However, we may not take things in the same order as they appear in the manual. Unpacking the radio. Your CC Pocket comes in what is sometimes referred to as a blister pack, and it may appear to be a little difficult to open. If you feel there's a hole at the top of the blister pack where it might be hung in a store in a display or something, the corners on the top opposite the hanging hole can be separated with your fingers. If this doesn't work, try cutting the blister pack with a scissors. Note that the plastic on the blister pack, once it has been cut, is rather sharp and can cut fingers. You'll find your radio, the printed manual, and a pair of stereo earbuds. Batteries. The CC Pocket operates on two AA batteries. There is no provision for an AC power supply. If you feel the back of the radio, you will notice a belt clip. This belt clip is not in the center on the back. On the part of the back of the radio not covered toward by the belt clip and toward the bottom is the plastic battery cover. And if you feel carefully with your fingers, you can feel the outline of the battery cover. Right along the edge is a little oval indentation, which is perfect to insert a fingernail. Stick your fingernail into this indentation and push gently toward the center of the radio and lift the battery cover up and remove it. If you can't feel it with your fingernail, you may try something such as a wooden popsicle stick. We recommend that you not use anything sharp or metallic as it may damage the plastic of the battery cover. Inside are provisions for two AA batteries. They go in the standard way with the negative or flat side toward the spring. And as is usual with radios, each battery faces the opposite direction. When you're ready to replace the battery cover, you will notice that on the edge of the battery cover that is opposite from where you put your fingernail, there are two little plastic projections. These projections fit into little slots on the main body of the radio. You want to be sure to put these projections into the slots before you can close the battery cover down. If the battery cover seems not to go down flat, then you don't have the projections into the slots. Start over and get the little projections in the slots first. You will be able to close the battery cover without using very much force once the little slots or projections are into the slots. For all the rest of this tutorial, we suggest that you hold the radio in what I call the normal operating position. The rounded speaker is on the front toward the bottom. The smooth display is on the front toward the top. And there are buttons on both sides, the top and the front of the radio. The first control that we need to cover is the lock. With the radio in the position we just mentioned, run your finger down the right-hand side starting at the top. You will feel one dome-shaped button, one button that seems to have a little indentation, and then a switch that has two positions. If the switch is in the up position, the radio is locked, and none of the controls will work except the volume control. You can't turn it on if it's off. You can't turn it off if it's on. You can't change the stations. Normally, you want to lock the radio when you're carrying it in a pocket or a purse, and you don't want it to turn on. However, I was listening to the radio and accidentally hit the band switch with my finger when I didn't want to and lost my station and had to go back to it. If you're carrying the radio around in a pocket and listening via the earbuds, you may want to lock it just so that nothing will change. When the lock is up, the radio is locked. When the lock is down, the radio is unlocked and it will play. Next, we move to the top surface of the radio, and there are three points of interest. On the far right on the top surface is a button with a little dimple. That is power. Tap the power button gently.
For Senate confirmation,
the radio comes on. Tap it again. The radio goes off. If you hold the power button down when you're turning it on, you will engage the sleep mode. The radio will play for between 15 and 120 minutes and then turn off. You will need sighted assistance to set the sleep mode as the times show on the display. However, once you set it, it stays set, and if you push and hold the power button, it'll come on in the sleep mode in the time that you have set. In the middle on the top is a rotary thumb wheel volume control. On the left is a headphone jack / antenna jack. And this works somewhat differently from headphone jacks on other portable radios that you may have seen. On the left-hand edge of the radio is a three-position switch. It looks a little bit like the lock switch that we already talked about, but it has three positions. In the down position, the radio plays through the speaker. In the middle position, the radio plays through the headphones in mono mode on FM. And in the up position, the radio plays through the headphones in stereo mode. The cord for the headphones also serves as an antenna for FM and NOAA weather radio. There's a built-in ferrite antenna for AM. You're perhaps used to a radio where when you plug the headphones in, the speaker is muted. This radio does not work this way, and the reason is, as I've already told you, the headphone cord serves as an antenna. Therefore, there is a switch to turn the speaker on or to turn the radio to headphones. Note, if you're listening with normal volume on the speaker and you switch to headphones, the volume may be much louder, so it may be wise to turn the volume down before switching to headphones. You can also use any kind of a random wire with a regular headphone-type plug on it, if nothing on the other end, maybe a 2 or 3 feet length of wire, and you can plug that in, and that works as an antenna if you're listening on the speaker. We've now turned the radio on. We talked about two buttons on the right of the radio. Band switch is the first one. It's kind of dome-shaped. And the weather alert is the second one. It's got a little dimple in it. The third one is the lock switch that we've already covered. When we turn the radio on, it comes up in whatever band you had it set for. We're going to turn it on. It'll be in FM. I press the band switch once. It's on AM. I press it again.
It was mostly sunny.
It's the local forecast.
It's on NOAA Weather Radio. Later on, we'll discover that the band switch has another use. Below the band switch is that button with a little dimple. That is the NOAA Weather Alert. When you press and hold that button, the NOAA Weather Alert comes on, and the radio automatically switches to NOAA Weather Radio. Let's demonstrate this by turning the radio on. It'll be on FM where we left it. Now I'm going to press and hold the NOAA Weather Alert for about 3 seconds. 1 and 2 and 3 and... Now I'm on NOAA Weather Radio. Now you will discover that the band switch does not do anything.
Winds
northwest at 8 miles an hour.
The band switch doesn't do anything at all. That's a way that you can be sure that you're on weather alert. I'm now going to hold that little button with a dimple in it for another 3 seconds, and weather alert will turn off. One and two and three and... Now the radio is still on NOAA Weather Radio, but we will discover that the band switch takes us to AM and FM. Actually, it took us to FM first and then AM. So, even though there's a little icon on the screen that is displayed when the NOAA Weather Alert is on, you don't need to see that because it just goes to the NOAA Weather band and will not go to any other bands. We should note that there's a little light that comes on every few seconds to indicate to the person who can see that the weather alert is on. And the weather alert is on even when the radio is turned off. And if your NOAA Weather Radio station sends out a storm warning, your radio will alert you. However, you are using battery power even when the radio is off if you're on the weather alert. So unless you think there are storms in your area, it's probably more economical to turn the NOAA Weather Alert off. Remember, you can tell if it's off because your band switch once again changes bands. On the front of the radio, at the top, covering most of the area, is a display. It's a smooth display with various icons and indications. At the right-hand edge of the display are two dome-shaped or rounded buttons. They are scan up and scan down. If you're on FM, every time you press the up button, you will go up by 100 kilohertz. In other words, 89.3, 89.4, 89.5. On AM, you'll go up by 10 kilohertz, 650, 660, 670. And, of course, the down button will take you down by 10 kilohertz on AM and 100 kilohertz on FM. On the weather band, you will go up and down among the seven channels of NOAA Weather Radio, which begin at 162.400 and go up in increments of 25 kilohertz to 162.550. Just by scanning around, you should be able to find out which frequency has the NOAA Weather Radio station for your city. And depending on your location and how you move the antenna around, remember the headphone cord is the antenna, you may be able to get two or three other NOAA Weather Radio stations as well. Across the front of the radio are five buttons. They all have little dimples, and the button three has a little dot. And I'll bet you've already guessed what these are for. These are for memories. You can set five stations for AM and five for FM. Well, actually, you can set 25 for AM and 25 for FM, but we'll get to that in a moment. Once you've found an AM station or an FM station that you would like to put in memory, press and hold button 1 through 5 for about 3 seconds. The radio makes a little beep, and now that station is in memory. If you're listening to another station and you just briefly tap buttons 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, you'll go to the station you had in memory. If you hold that button for a few seconds, you'll put the new station in memory. And that works for AM, FM, and the weather. Now, there are actually 5 pages of memories, with 5 memories in each page. And although it might look like this is a little hard for a blind person to use, in fact, it is not. Turn the radio on to either AM or FM. This does not function in NOAA weather mode. Instead of just tapping the band switch, press and hold it for about 3 seconds. Then press buttons 2, 3, 4, or 5, and you'll be on page 2, page 3, page 4, or page 5. As it happens, I have my National Public Radio station set in memory 1. But I'm not tuned to it right now. I'm not tuned to any station. I'm going to just tap button 1. And there's my station. Well, I'm going to go to page 3 of my FM memories. I don't have anything on page 3, so whatever's in there just came from the factory. I'm going to hold the band switch like this. 1 and 2 and 3. And now I'm going to tap button 3. Now, my FM station is still playing, my NPR station. But in fact, I'm on page 3, and I'm going to test this. Remember, memory 1 on page 1 had my NPR station. Let's see what happens when I press memory 1 now that I'm on page 3. Well, there's nothing there because I didn't set anything in that memory. I want to go back to page 1, so I'm going to hold my band button. 1 and 2 and 3, and I'm going to tap memory button 1. Nothing happened, even though I'm on page 1, because I'm still tuned to whatever frequency that was on page 3, where I had no station. However, a very simple test, I'm going to press button number 1, knowing in my mind that I'm on page 1. And there is my station. Back to the up and down tuning buttons for a moment. We've already talked about them to go up and down by increments on AM or FM or weather. If you're on AM or FM and you hold down one of the buttons, the radio will scan up or scan down, and it will automatically go to the next strong signal and stop there. A weaker station may be missed when you're in scanning mode, so this may not be the best way to find all the stations that the radio can receive in your area. We'll be back to these tuning buttons in a little while when we talk about setting the clock and setting the alarm. We now cover some secondary functions of the memory buttons. If you want to turn the beeps off, press and hold memory button 3 for 5 seconds. Note, the manual says 5 seconds. We've found that about 3 seconds will do it. Press and hold this button again for 3 to 5 seconds, and the beeps will be enabled. If you can see the display, you can choose whether the radio shows the frequency or the clock while you're listening to the radio. Of course, it shows the clock when the radio is off. With the power off, press and hold memory button 4 for 3 to 5 seconds. If C appears on the screen, it means the clock will be displayed even when you're listening to the radio. If F appears, it means the frequency will be displayed. And, of course, the clock is displayed when the radio is off. 9 or 10 kilohertz AM tuning mode. As you know, AM stations or medium wave stations in the United States are in increments of 650, 660, 670, in other words, 10 kilohertz. In Europe, Asia, and Africa, they are 9 kilohertz apart. So you're going to get frequencies like 657, 666, 675, 684, 693, etc. With the power off, press and hold memory button 5. And the radio will switch to 9 kilohertz on AM. And it'll also expand the FM band, so it'll be 76 to 108 instead of 88 to 108 megahertz. The 76 to 92 is the Japanese FM band. Note, if you're tuning up and down with the up and down buttons on AM, and the radio seems not to be in the center of the station that you're listening to, but rather tuned to the edge, it may possibly be that your radio has been switched to 9 kilohertz rather than 10 kilohertz tuning steps on AM. If this happens, turn the radio off, press memory button 5 for 3 to 5 seconds, and this should correct the problem. Here are some combination button presses. Sometimes the display screen itself will interfere with reception on AM, although not on FM. Try pressing memory buttons 1 and 5 at the same time. Don't hold them, just tap them together, and it may lessen the interference. Note, at my location, I didn't seem to get any interference from the display. But if you do, try this step with the radio on. Press buttons 1 and 5 together and see if you get less interference. 1 kilohertz tuning steps on AM. Remember we talked about AM tuning steps being 10 kilohertz unless you switch to the European mode and it's 9 kilohertz. Well, sometimes you may want to tune halfway away from a very strong station to hopefully pick up a weaker one. Let's say there's a very strong station on 650, and it's wiping out the weak station that you're pulling in at night on 660. But if you could go to, say, 662, you might be able to hear that 660 station and get away from your powerhouse on 650. While you're listening to an AM station, quickly press memory buttons 1 and 4 together. Do not hold them. Now you will discover that your up and down tuning buttons move you in 1 kilohertz increments instead of 10 or 9. If you want to go back to 10 kilohertz increments, just press buttons 1 and 4 together again. Narrow band filter. This just works on AM, and it may be used in conjunction with what we just talked about, 1 kilohertz tuning. When you quickly press buttons 1 and 3 together, the narrow AM filter kicks in. Especially if you're listening with headphones, you'll notice that there isn't as much treble. However, now the station you're listening to appears to take up less room on the dial. So there again, if you have a powerhouse at 650 and you're trying to listen to 660 or 670, activate the narrow band filter by pressing buttons 1 and 3 together, and you may find that that weak station comes in a little better. Probably a combination of 1 kilohertz tuning and narrow AM filter is the best to use to dig out that weak station. Again, press buttons 1 and 3 together, and you'll have your regular wide AM filter. Resetting the radio to its factory defaults. With the radio off, press and hold memory buttons 1 and 5 together, but this time hold them for 5 seconds and the radio will go back to all of its factory defaults. Setting the clock. With the radio off, hold memory button 1 for 3 to 5 seconds until you hear a beep. Now the hours are blinking. Use your up and down button to set the correct hour, then tap briefly, don't hold it, memory button 1. Now you can set the correct minute, tap it again, and now your clock is set. To set the alarm, do the same thing, only use memory button 2. With the radio off, press and hold memory button 2 until it beeps. Use your up and down buttons to set the hour for the alarm to go off. Press memory button 2 again and set the minutes. Press it again and you've now set your alarm. And the alarm will go off at the time that you've set it. If you do not want the alarm to go off, press and hold memory button 2 until it beeps. Then tap it twice, once to get through the minutes and once to be confirming. However, you haven't changed anything. What you've done now is turn the alarm off. So theoretically, as a blind person, someone can set the clock and alarm for you, and you can still turn it on and off. The belt clip can be removed from the back. There are two small Phillips screws. You can feel the little holes near the top of the belt clip. With the appropriate size Phillips screwdriver, if you remove both of those screws, the belt clip comes off. Here are some troubleshooting guides that the manual gives us. Radio will not turn on. Check the lock switch. Make sure it's in the proper position. Radio comes on for just a few seconds and then turns off. Probably means weak batteries. analog radios, the sound just gets weaker as the batteries get weak. However, digital radios will play at normal volume until all of a sudden they turn off and then change the batteries. The station that you had in memory won't come up. Probably you held the memory button too long, and you did, doing that, you put a new station in memory. To go to a station that's already in memory, just tap the button, do not hold it. The manual tells us of different kinds of interference that may occur on AM, such as computers, microwave ovens, even cordless phones. So if you're getting poor reception on AM, move the radio around or turn it to face a different direction. If you're getting poor reception on FM or NOAA weather radio, if you don't have anything plugged into the headphone jack, plug in a wire. If you do have a wire plugged in, be it a headphone or just a random length of wire, try moving the wire. Also, FM stations which are a little bit weak may be noisy in stereo, but if you put the switch to the mono position, the signal may be clearer. There's a battery power indicator for people who can see the display. If you are using two rechargeable batteries, even though the radio may play just fine, the battery power indicator will not show full power. The reason for this is that regular AA alkaline batteries put out a voltage of 1.5 volts each, whereas rechargeable batteries put out a slightly lower voltage of around 1.25 volts. So your radio is lacking a little bit in voltage if you're using rechargeable batteries, and the power indicator may show this. Here are a few specifications that may interest you. The FM coverage is 87.5 to 108. We mentioned 88 before. More correctly, we should have said 87.5, unless you switch to the Japanese FM band, which we talked about earlier. AM is 520 to 1710. And the NOAA weather radio is 162.400 to 162.550. The speaker in your pocket radio is 1.25 inches in diameter and is 8 ohms with a power output of 0.5 watts. The CC pocket weighs approximately 3.5 ounces without its batteries. And finally, the manual tells us one thing that you probably already know. Keep your radio away from sources of heat, such as heaters and direct sunlight. Also, if you, for some reason, you need the serial number of your radio, it's inside the battery cover. Remove the battery cover, and there on the inside will be the serial number. In case you have any problems and want to contact C-Crane and they ask you about the serial number. This concludes the tutorial on the CC Pocket. If you have any questions about your radio, or you want to see about other products that C-Crane sells, including antennas which can improve AM reception if you put them next to your radio, contact C-Crane at 800-522-8863. This is Tim Hendel speaking for C-Crane and the CC Pocket Radio.